NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 63. For Thursday, mostly sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon. We'll see highs around 90 degrees. Right now, it's 75.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA, as of Sunday, 72% of the nation's corn is in the good to excellent category, down 1 point from last week. In Kansas, the good to excellent is at 54%. In Nebraska, it is 74%. Corn silking nationwide now 2% complete in Kansas, 3%, and Nebraska not yet started in the silking stage. Soybean planting just about wrapped up, 96% around the nation, 95% in Kansas, and 100% in Nebraska. Soybeans emerged now 89% as of Sunday. In Kansas, the number is 86%, and in Nebraska, 16% are in the bloom stage. Soybean condition nationwide now shows 70% good to excellent. Last week, it was 72% good to excellent. In Kansas, 68% good to excellent, and Nebraska at 77% good to excellent. Cotton planting wrapping up 99% now in Kansas, ahead 13 points from last year. Cotton squaring, Kansas, the number at 12. And setting bulls, none yet in Kansas. Sorghum planting, 88% complete in Kansas, 87% in Colorado, and Nebraska is wrapped up. Sorghum condition nationwide at 47% good to excellent. And the winter wheat harvest is now 29% complete nationwide. In Kansas, it is 25% finished. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly announced that she has officially accepted the resignation of Delia Garcia, the secretary for the Kansas Department of Labor.
Last night, I accepted Secretary Delia Garcia's resignation. I want to thank her very much for her service to the state of Kansas.
The governor blamed a lag in processing unemployment claims during the COVID-19 virus on the past administration and gutting the agency, but said she takes responsibility.
That being said, there's no question that the Department of Labor was not able to adequately provide services for many Kansans struggling in the wake of COVID. And for that, I take responsibility.
And along with individuals struggling to be able to get a hold of the Kansas Department of Labor and filing for unemployment claims, the latest news shows that Social Security numbers and personal information are being sent to the wrong individuals.
Since I got his, someone else has probably got mine, and I'm just worried about someone else. Someone getting it and be like, you know, the wrong person getting a hold of my information.
Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/1/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Authorities have issued a second arrest warrant in a Western Kansas killing. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations announced in a news release that it's seeking 43-year-old Ishmael Gomez Arvajal on charges of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder and criminal solicitation in the death of 21-year-old Kevin Palma Rodriguez. He was found fatally shot on Friday at the Country Cafe Apartments in Syracuse. A first-degree murder arrest warrant has also been issued for 25-year-old Amner Tejada Vigil, also known as Teovani Vigil. The KBI says Gomez Carvajal and Tejada Vigil may be driving a purple or blue 2007 Chevrolet Equinox bearing Kansas tags 513-MMN. And authorities say three people staying in different rooms of a Wichita motel were shot and wounded earlier today. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson said in a news release that the three heard shots being fired outside the Afton Motel and were struck around 1 a.m. The victims, two men ages 26 and 60 and a 25-year-old woman, were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. The shooting is currently under investigation. Mid-America Network News.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Nebraska has confirmed another 103 coronavirus cases, but no new deaths. The new cases brings the total of known number of cases to 17,810 in the state since the pandemic began. So far, officials have confirmed 244 virus-related deaths. On Sunday, state corrections officials said another prisoner had tested positive for the virus. So far, a total of 8 inmates and 20 prison employees have tested positive for COVID-19 in the state. Nebraska will extend its unemployment benefits for the first time in nearly 40 years in response to the mass layoffs triggered by coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Labor says it'll provide up to an additional 13 weeks for eligible recipients who have exhausted their regular or pandemic unemployment benefits. The extended benefits were triggered when the state unemployment rate hit 5.2% during the week of June 14th. Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County remains COVID-free, now one of just 13 Kansas counties and one of only two eastern Kansas counties without a positive virus test, as of Monday's update from KDHE. Among adjacent neighbors, just a single case thus far noted in Washington County. Nemaha has 3 active cases among 23 reported. Republic County has had 4, Cloud and Clay counties 7 each. Riley has reported 124 with 7 hospitalized, and Pottawatomie 51 cases with 4 hospitalizations. Gage County has just 2 new reports within the past 2 weeks, with a cumulative total of 47 reported. In spite of generally improved local numbers, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly Monday announced extension of Phase 3 restrictions on rising cases in some parts of the state. These include mass gatherings of more than 45 individuals are not recommended, while all education, activities, venues, and establishments may operate and are recommended to follow all public health guidelines. The Marysville City Swimming Pool was unable to open as planned Monday due to low chlorine levels and is expected to open Tuesday, operating daily from 1 until 8 p.m. Marysville City Council met Monday. and approved a request from Marysville High School for prom activities July 11th, including a prom walk on the 7th Street corridor, scheduled about 7:15 p.m. Economic development request was approved for 311 South 7th Street for demolition incentive. The city treasurer updated using excess funds toward paying off remaining principal at the pool fund. Bonds are callable in September, and substantial interest could be saved. $3,345,000 plus interest is currently owed. A loan of $770,000 from general funds held. Loan to the PBC would fund the balance with current funds in the pool fund added. Savings of $739,000 interest is then anticipated. Future sales tax proceeds, averaging $40,000 to $50,000 monthly, would replenish those accounts. The city currently holds $3.7 million in low-interest CDs. Other long-term projects committee were considered, but would not likely be affected given the significant idle balances of cash. A resolution to approve this recommendation was passed unanimously. Allowing an alternate street surface other than concrete for the Hartley Ridge subdivision was presented, suggesting a cold mix chip and seal surface. The option of leaving the street improvements to the developer and making it a private street was brought up by Councilmember Diane Schroller, and council consensus to return that option to the Planning Commission was approved unanimously. Volunteer representatives revisited plans for a dog park at 8th and Jackson Streets, adding a truss bridge that is county surplus to the site, allowing access. Concerns with the bridge integrity and ongoing maintenance costs were brought forward. Permission to proceed was delayed until after a July budget meeting. BG Consultants reported on repair options to the sewer lagoons. Maintaining current storage, alternate irrigation, or engineered wetlands were presented. An additional 30-plus acres would need to be added to the current 47 acres at an estimated cost of some $3 million to bring the site up to current standards. Irrigation could run up to $2 million. Final estimates are being drafted with the goal of meeting a June 30th deadline in order to allow the city opportunity to apply for up to $600,000 in community block development grant funds. A special council meeting June 29th at 6 p.m. was set to finalize a decision. City Administrator presented a plan to design improvements for 11th Road to Keystone, with construction engineering costs of $29,000 approved that would allow developing cost estimates for upgrades. Options would allow completing the work in phases and would include some necessary drainage improvements. A motion to extend hours of city brush dump site to Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 and Saturday and Sunday afternoons 1 to 5 was passed unanimously. The dump will be closed July 4th. A budget workshop is scheduled July 2nd at 6 p.m. Recent flooding in Gage County has forced temporary closure of hiking and biking trails between Chautauqua and Riverside Parks, with the back end of Chautauqua Park closed. Some city streets were also closed briefly due to flooding on the Big Blue River. Mary Jolene Fisher Cohor, age 66, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a rosary preceding at 10 a.m. Burial of a church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mary Jolene Fisher Cohorst. Melvin E. Weirs, age 79, of Diller, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial of the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Visitation Tuesday 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Melvin Weirs.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine your story. Marysville Public Library is going digital this summer. Find us on Facebook, BVTV, and YouTube. Video story times for infants on up. Tune in on your time frame for this summer reading program and imagine your story with the Marysville Public Library. Give them a call for more details and like them on Facebook.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather for today. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, and it looks like quiet weather for tonight. We do have chances for some isolated showers and thunderstorms over the next couple of days, thanks to an upper-level trough and a few disturbances. Then we have a low-pressure system that will move across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest as we head towards the end of the week, bringing ongoing chances of showers and thunderstorms continuing into the weekend. We'll also see temperatures warm back up into the lower 90s starting Thursday. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Lower 80s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, temps in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mid 80s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 63. And Thursday, sunny, isolated storms. We'll see highs around 90. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, 87. Recent record high, 96 in 2009. The average low, 64, and the record low, 56 in 1990. We were at 59 degrees this morning. Trace amount of precipitation Monday evening here in Marysville. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 5:59.
A little early is better than too late when it comes to harvesting vegetables. Some early harvest advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Dental benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 23rd, the 175th day of the year. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has a birthday, and the first patent for an invention called a typewriting machine was issued on this day in 1868. Is it too early to think about harvesting vegetables? Not at all. In fact, some veggies are best picked early for best flavor. Yellow squash and zucchini, for example, are best when they're about 4 inches long. There's no harm in harvesting a few early. The plants usually produce more than we can handle anyway. Pick broccoli when the buds or treetops are still dark and tightly closed. And new potatoes can be dug up soon after the plants have bloomed. They don't keep well, so enjoy them right away in salads or stir fries. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
USD 223 Hanover Barnes and Lynn is looking to hire route bus drivers for Hanover and Lynn for the 2021 school year. Pay starts at $18 an hour and includes health insurance benefits. Applicants must be willing to obtain a Class B commercial driver's license and the appropriate endorsements. All training will be paid for by USD 223. For more information, call the district office at 763-4231.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It appears as if we might be soon hearing the words play ball. After 3 months of fruitless negotiations, Major League Baseball is now ready to set the schedule for the 2020 season. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred is expected to unilaterally set the 2020 season at 60 games with no expanded postseason and no universal designated hitter. Players will receive 100% of their prorated salaries. In a statement, Manfred did not specify the length of the season, but it is believed it will be 60 games, the same amount the players' union rejected hours earlier. The announcement comes as MLB is dealing with a wave of positive coronavirus tests at various spring training sites, including 5 Philadelphia Phillies who tested positive in Clearwater, Florida. A set of health and safety protocols still needs to be agreed to. I'm John Stolness.
And I'm Rick Everett. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A massive show of support for NASCAR's Bubba Wallace, the sport's only full-time black driver, after a noose was found in his garage stall over the weekend. Correspondent Nadia Romero has more.
A massive show of solidarity for Bubba Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR's top circuit, after a noose was found hanging in his garage stall at the Talladega Super Speedway Sunday. Fellow drivers, pit crew, and other NASCAR employees escorting Wallace's number 43 car to the front of the grid, then standing around on Wallace's car for the national anthem. Wallace, overwhelmed by all the love coming his way, tweeting a selfie with just one word, together. I'm Nadia Romero reporting.
Brooks Koepka will try to become the first player to win the PGA Championship three straight times in stroke play, and there won't be anyone at Harding Park to cheer him on. The PGA of America confirmed yesterday the first major of this most unusual year will not have spectators. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Mary's Village and baseball teams will host Fairbury in a junior-senior doubleheader Tuesday. Juniors begin at 5:30, seniors at 8 at Feldhausen Field Tuesday.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Grow your own kid-friendly playhouse or fort this summer. No lumber and nails are needed, just a few sunflower seeds, soil, water, and willing participants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select a sunny spot with room to grow giant sunflowers. Plant the seeds in a circle or rectangle, leaving an opening for entering and exiting your sunflower structure. Overlap the wall or plant a screen to hide the entrance. Plant seeds 6 inches apart and 1 inch deep in warm soil. Sprinkle a low-nitrogen, slow-release fertilizer over the soil surface according to label directions. This will feed the plants throughout much of the summer. Water thoroughly as needed. Once the plants reach 6 to 12 inches, plant scarlet runner beans next to the sunflowers to create a beautiful and edible wall covering. Cover the floor with straw or outdoor carpet and let the fun begin. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may not think of John the Baptist as someone who would teach you a lot about music, but in just a moment, you'll learn the story of how a song about him influenced the notes of our musical scale. The interesting story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio,
You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Utque antlaxis, resonare fibris, mira gestorum, famuli tuorum.
Father Paul Turner is singing a hymn composed in the 700s, a hymn in honor of the birth of John the Baptist, celebrated on June 24th. It may have been just another hymn until a man named Guido of Arezzo took a closer look at the composition about 300 years later.
So he took the Latin syllable for each of the lines of the hymn and assigned them to that note of the scale to help people remember how to sing a scale.
When you listen to Turner sing the hymn and emphasize the first words of each line, you begin to hear something very familiar to us today.
Resonare fibris, mira gestorum, famuli tuorum, solve polluti.
So each phrase begins on the next higher note of the scale.
What resulted is something we learned in elementary music.
What Guido of Arezzo did was he took those notes and he just took the first one and gave it the name of that Latin syllable. Ut, re, mi, fa, so, and named the notes of the scale for that. Eventually, somebody changed ut to do and added on T, and then you've got your scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do all happened because of a hymn to John the Baptist.
Who knew the roots behind Julie Andrews' lyrics and The Sound of Music went back so many centuries?
Julie Andrews would never have become famous if it weren't for the birth of John the Baptist.
Traveling the Countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a large estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 9:30 at Highway 99 and Charles Street at the south end of Frankfort. Selling a John Deere 3010 gas tractor. In good shape, sells the Great Bend hydraulic loader with 6-foot bucket. John Deere 2020 gas tractor, 3 sets of rear wheel weights, and a John Deere 47 loader with a 5-foot bucket. Later model John Deere A 300 utility international gas tractor. 2M, an H, and a C Farmall tractor. 79 Ford four-door, 43,000 actual miles. This car always in the garage, very good condition. 16-foot motorboat, Evinrude 70-horse motor, approximately 40 rods and reels. Antiques and collectibles include old hit-and-miss motors, Farmall H&M parts, couple of generators, power and hand tools, household items, selling 2 rings beginning at 11 a.m. This estate auction for the Burt Wessel Estate Saturday begins at 9:30 at the south end of Frankfort at Highway 99 Charles Street. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. There will be an estate auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust Saturday, June 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 801 Frank Marshall Drive, the corner of 20th and North Streets in Marysville. Selling a 14-foot upright freezer, 19-foot bottom freezer refrigerator, modern oak curio cabinet, lazy boy recliners, leather love seat, 5-piece oak queen bedroom set, 4-piece sleep number queen bedroom set, 5 full-piece full-size bedroom set, 3 and 5 drawer chest of drawers, modern round oak table with 6 chairs, wicker patio set, wicker back chair, combination safe, metal file cabinet, exercise bike, kitchen items, car and pickup sell at 1 o'clock, including a 2006 Buick Lucerne, 25,700 miles, 86 GMC Caballero, 61,000 miles. Lawn and garden items include a rear-tine tiller, self-propelled mower, gas weeder, and electric hedge trimmer. This estate auction for the Schmidt Tater Trust Saturday begins at 10 a.m. the corner of 20th and North Streets, 801 Frank Marshall Drive in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Not all bugs in the garden are harmful. Some help you out by eating the bad bugs. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Attract beneficial insects to your garden by creating a habitat for them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Chives and let some flower because I've heard they repel Japanese beetles. But I don't want to repel all insects from my garden because some of them eat bad bugs such as aphids and spider mites. Carrie Smith is an extension horticulture specialist with the Alabama Cooperative Extension System. She says as a gardener, you should be able to identify which insects are helpful and which are harmful. Ladybugs, hoverflies, assassin bugs, and a certain group of stink bugs are examples of insects that attack harmful pests in the garden. She says the best way to keep them around is to provide flowering plants.
We call them predators because they eat other insects, but they also depend on pollen and nectar from flowers just like honeybees do. So pollen gives them protein, nectar gives them carbohydrates for quick energy, and when they can't find insects to eat, then they're going to be looking for flowers that they can sustain themselves with.
Smith recommends incorporating plants that will provide as long a bloom time as possible. This is easily managed with a butterfly or herb garden.
Aster, that's the biggest plant family we have in North America, so it's easy to find asters multiple times of the year. The cabbage and or mustard family, believe it or not, let your lettuces, let your broccoli, let your cabbage go to flower in the spring. It's helpful to the beneficial insects. The mint family, the parsley family, which is fennel and dill and parsley and carrots, and the bean family.
Insecticides will kill off the bad bugs, but can also harm the beneficial insects. Smith says if you must use them, avoid broad-spectrum insecticides and try to only target the pest when you spray. Find more tips for attracting beneficial bugs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, Lord, take a-
I have enough. I'll be honest. I am often tempted to want more. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. The Bible tells us to keep our lives free from the love of money and to be content with what we have. But the world we live in tells us the exact opposite. To be content, we always need more. Are you tempted to buy things you don't need or that are beyond your budget? If so, you are not alone. It's easy to feel like you need to have the latest cell phone, TV, or car. Or maybe it's new furniture, clothing, or toys for your kids. To help make that decision, ask yourself this question. Is this a want or is it a need? It's not wrong to enjoy material things in this world. But it is a problem when we start to attach our emotional contentment to things. So before you buy, think about what you really need. Doing so will help you be more content, confident, and generous.
The pandemic hits, and suddenly truckloads of perishable produce have nowhere to go. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds farmers and applicators to follow application safety best practices when using foliar pesticide products this season. Nick Tinsley is a seed growth field agronomist for Bayer.
If a pesticide is potentially harmful to bees, the label is going to list all the precautions that need to be taken during its application. So, for example, a label may not allow application to blooming crops or even weeds when bees are foraging in or around the treated area. Before applying pesticides, be aware of that crop's bloom stage and how attractive it is to pollinators. To avoid exposing pollinators to pesticides, the application timing on the label related to the blooming stage of the crop and any other plants in the area needs to be strictly observed.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Bassiani Foods is headquartered in Avondale, Pennsylvania, and produces and ships about 75 million pounds of mushrooms annually. Joe Bassiani was featured in the latest episode of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue's podcast.
I believe it was March 12th. The world sort of stops, and we have product in transit all over the country. We service several different markets in many major cities, and we have facilities in those cities. So mushrooms being so perishable, like a lot of produce items, you only have a select time period before that product spoils. So we had to figure out how to get that product home and what to do with it.
Bassiani says the pandemic's beginning was a confusing time.
At first, we thought it was a sort of 15-day situation. Trying to forecast, it was just very hard for all of us in all industries to, you know, assess the impact of the coronavirus pandemic and how to deal with it.
Bassiani says they were able to delay production while looking for alternative markets. Things are looking up now that more restaurants and food services are resuming operations. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Good Tuesday. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 summer harvest updates. Harvest updates brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Oh, just over a week into the Kansas harvest now, as they've made their way from south to the north, and according to USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service, for the week ending of last, the wheat condition here in Kansas rated 7% very poor, 16% poor, 33% fair, and 38% good, and 6% excellent. Coloring was at 97%, ahead of the 88% of last year's. Maturity at 68%, which is well ahead of the 40% of last year. Harvested right at about the 25% mark, which is 4% up from last year. Widespread rain and thunderstorms across the state, which ended last week over the weekend, kept many farmers out of their fields. Areas in southwest Kansas where they needed it the most received less rainfall than others areas of the state, and they're headed back to the fields as early as yesterday. When we spoke with Skimper Harvesting, J.C. Skimper specifically, he was mentioning that the South Central region of the state, they were getting fairly good numbers, but Southwest was impacted by the weather. JC?
You know, one place will have nothing, the next will have 2 inches.
They are very sporadic showers. We had hot and windy weather for almost 2 weeks straight from the time we started till 4 days ago. And I tell you what, God bless, with really nice harvest weather, and we just kept going and going. Now, what we ran into with harvesters was we got into the southern Kansas, and we were bumping green wheat all the time. Never had any rain days down south. So there are some guys that got quite a bit off. There are some guys still waiting for it to ripen to a threat. But after this rain, and when the weather gets right to start harvesting again, these fields will be evened up, and there won't be any green spots left. So that'll sure help with harvest speeding up.
Again, that's J.C. Skimper of Skimper Harvesting. Harvest updates brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta Agri Proceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
At Rustiac Ford, the summer savings start now. And it's never been a better time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer on over 400 new Ford F-150s, Explorers, Rangers, Mustangs, and so much more. Now, Rustiac Ford will give you 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2019 and 2020 Fords in stock. 0% financing on every new vehicle in our lot and on all remaining new 2019 Ford F-150s. Get 0% APR financing for up to 84 months. Plus, get $3,000 off MSRP on every new 2019 F-150 in stock, even on Raptors. And you keep all discounts and Ford rebates. So get your summer off to a sizzling start. Only at Rustiac Ford or RustiacFord.com, where we'll take anything in on trade.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, trust in America's farmers and ranchers remains high amid the devastating blow delivered by the COVID-19 pandemic. Correspondent Michael Clements with more.
A new American Farm Bureau Federation poll shows 84% of Americans trust the nation's farmers, and the same overwhelming majority support financial assistance from the government for farmers struggling because of the pandemic. Terry Moore, AFBF Communications Vice President, says the poll shows Americans recognize the needs of farmers.
What the results tell us is really heartening. It tells us that the American people saw the challenges in the food system and saw surplus on farms and surplus milk and all the challenges that went with it, and recognize that farmers and ranchers aren't to blame for that. Their trust in farmers and ranchers is still very, very high.
The poll also reveals that a majority of Americans, 59%, believe the federal government should classify U.S. agriculture as a matter of national security.
In America, we've rarely had reason to worry about food because of its abundance. So when suddenly you see empty grocery store shelves, that can be very jarring. Knowing that a majority of Americans believe the federal government should classify agriculture as a matter of national security tells you they understand the importance.
The poll comes as AFBF calls on Congress to address the existing critical needs of farmers.
Hopefully gives lawmakers a strong indication that they're on the right track with CFAP and some of the other programs that the government has offered, but also should send a signal that the farmers who were left out of the first round and who are experiencing losses after April 15th, when the cutoff date is, also deserve help and consideration.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here, as we wind down June Dairy Month to talk a little bit about how the dairy industry has changed since the first June Dairy Month was held back in, the 1930s. After this message, if you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is pick up the phone or pull it out of your pocket and call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre, but call now, 989-303-8178, or check out flura.com. That's FLURA.com. June Dairy Month coming to an end. When we spend a whole month celebrating the dairy cow, the dairy farmers, and all of the other people involved in producing milk that later is changed to ice cream and cheese and butter and all of the other good dairy products that we have enjoyed. Recently on the Reuter News Service, a story written by a young lady talking about the change we've seen in the dairy industry. So let me share some of it with you. According to the 1935 Census of Agriculture, there were 6.8 million farms on a little over 1 billion acres with an average farm size of 155 acres. That was on January 1st of 1935, just before the establishment of what is now known as June Dairy Month. In 1934, 24.6 million milking cows on 5.2 million farms produced 10.7 billion gallons of milk. That's 84 gallons a year, or 1.6 gallons each week for each of the 126.4 million people in the United States on that date. And if each of the cows were milked every day, each would have produced about 433 gallons per year, or about 1.2 gallons per cow each day. But now, 43 years later, the National Agricultural Statistics Service, which conducts the Census of Agriculture today, documented in the 2017 census that there were 2 million farms on 900 million acres with an average size of 441 acres. In 2017, 54,600 farms have 9.5 million cows. And a separate milk production report published by NASS showed that 8.7 million cows in the top 23 milk-producing states produce 202.5 billion pounds of milk, or 23.5 billion gallons of milk in 2017. Some interesting comparisons on the number of farms, the number of dairy cows on farms back in 1935 compared to what we have today in 2020. Indeed, the dairy industry has changed, but it's still a very important part of our society. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
In the market for a new truck, the Notice Motor Company has one remaining 2019 Silverado 1500 Trail Boss four-door four-wheel drive, a 2020 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive work truck. They've got a pair of Silverado 2500 models. One's a two-door four-wheel drive work truck. The other four-door is a 2500 HD, the High Country Edition, Duramax Z71. At the Notice Motor Company in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Cavitation erosion of wet cylinder liners is a silent killer of diesel engines. Learn how this happens and how to prevent it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
When you're buying a diesel engine, be sure to have the coolant tested for cavitation erosion. It's one of the most prevalent types of failure and will hit you in the pocketbook. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says on a diesel engine that has what's called a wet liner, the cylinder liner is pressed into the block. The engine coolant goes around the liner between the engine block casting and the liner.
What happens is when the diesel engine runs, the liner actually vibrates. When it vibrates and the coolant hits it, it creates little bubbles, like in a bottle of soda. And over time, these bubbles have the ability to erode the cylinder liner. When that happens, it eats away the metal, and then the engine oil mixes with the coolant, and the engine is ruined and requires a complete rebuild.
Bohax says you prevent this from happening by keeping the engine coolant properly charged with supplemental coolant additives.
A diesel engine needs a special coolant that eliminates the bubbles from forming and also does not allow them to stick and erode the metal surface of the liner. That is why it is imperative that you use a test strip to test the coolant for the additive package that will stop cavitation.
A $25 laboratory test will show any elemental metals in the coolant. If elemental metals are found, this means erosion has already started. You may want to reconsider buying that engine or negotiate it into your price. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about diesel cylinder liner erosion and find more engine tips from Ray Bohax at agriculture.com.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Hello and good Tuesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the lunch hour now, we're still seeing a mixed to slightly higher day across the ag commodities and through the stock markets here through the lunch hour. Again, a more positive day with the NASDAQ hitting records high, the tech companies leading the way, and the Dow Jones and S&P up over a 1% increase as well. Looking through the grains, though, on the ag commodity side, the July corn is still in the red, down 3.25 to 325 a bushel. September's down 4.25 to 328.75. Still slight gains all across the wheat complex. Chicago, Kansas City, and spring wheat in the green. July Kansas City wheat specifically up 3 to 434.25. September sitting at 442.5. That's up 2.75. Mostly lower here through the lunch hour for the soybeans. July beans back down 0.75 cents to 875.5, with August dropping off 2.5 to 872.5. Soybean meal still hanging on. July's up 30 to 286.80, but again, soybean oil in the red. July's down 26 points to 28.09. Cotton for the month of July has been strong today, up 20 points currently to 62.70. Today, June now down 40 cents to $94 even. August in the back months, though, sharply higher. August up 182 to 96.95. August feeder cattle up $1.87 to 133.62, with September sitting at 134.80. That's up 172. And lean hogs positive day. July's up 30 cents to 47.12. August up 160 to 52.70. Higher through the energy markets, with crude oil now up 7 cents to $40.80 a barrel. Unleaded gas gains 2 cents today, back to $1.31 a gallon. Heating oil fractionally
higher, sitting at 121, and natural gas still slightly lower, dropping a penny to 164. Gold and silver are higher, and the dollar index still down 40 points. Sam Speck with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang Shelby GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.